So to Parches Mishneh Gimel. Ve'elu she'enen chozen. These are the ones that do not go back for more. Habona base shar. Somebody that builds a base shar. This is like a small little enclosure in front of a house or a gate. That was the function was for a watchman to stand there. This is not really a place of residence. Achsadra. Achsadra is like a roof without any mechitzas, like a patio on top. Marpeses. This is not the same marpeses we know. This marpeses is like a ledge that was used to go up to an attic, on the way up to the attic. Hanotea arba ilone machal. Or if a person would plant only four trees, we said in the previous mission it has to be five trees, so here it's only four. V'chamisha ilon israk, or if he plants five trees, but these trees are not fruit-bearing trees. Hamachzer eskushaso, or if a person remarries a lady that he divorced, so even though he's marrying again, it's not a new wife. Almana l'kohen gadol, or an almana to a kohen gadol. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, or grusha v'chalutza for a kohen hedyot. Now, first, Almana l'kohen gadol, the reason he doesn't go back is because the Torah says, the Rab brings his a drasha, the Torah says, v'loy l'kocha. And the drasha is that she has to be fitting for l'kicha. And since an almana is not fitting for a kohen gadol, and also grusha chutza kohen hedyot, they're not part of the parsha, and therefore these guys don't go back. It's also mashma that a kohen gadol goes to war, even though the Rambam says that the Levim did not go to war, but nevertheless, if they wanted to, they were permitted to go to war. So here in Almana l'kohen gadol, so here you have the kohen gadol wanted to go out to war, and he was mekadesh in Almana, be'isser. So one would think that he can go back, because it's his first wife. So the Rab brings, the drasha is, the Torah says, v'lo l'kocha, that she has to be royal l'kicha, like we said. And same thing with the grusha chalutza kohen hedyot. Now the interesting thing by kohen hedyot, the regular kohen, chalutza is only issa medrabanan. So why is it that on an only an issa medrabanan do we say that he has to stay and fight and not go back from the battlefield? Really, midiraisa, he is fitting to marry a chalutza. There's no problem midiraisa for a kohen to marry a chalutza. So shouldn't a kohen that he had erisin done with a chalutza, but he did not complete the process with nisuin, shouldn't he go back? Isn't that royal l'kicha? So the teretz is that you could say a few things. Some of Farshim say that because derabanan, it's usser, so even deraisa recognizes that it's not physically possible for him to marry her because just like in a metzias, a person can't walk through a wall, so metzias, derabanan say something, you can't go against the derabanan. So even the deraisa recognizes you can't go against the derabanan. So that's one way to learn. Or you could say that it just means, really, me deraisa, he should go back, but derabanan held, he should not. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if a person built the house the same way, with the same dimensions as before, he would not go back. That's not called a new house. And the Chum disagree with that. Everybody agrees, by the way, if you like add something, even a tiny bit, it's considered a new house, even Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you build a house of bricks in the Sharon, this is a place where the ground did not really support the bricks well, and you'd have to rebuild it twice every 7 years. Since it's not so permanent, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not called a house, and he would not be chozer. But according to Chum, that is called a house, even though it's a temporary house, but while it's up, it's a house, and he would be chozer from the milchama.